How do you think he saw that tonight? Were you proud of his performance?
Oh, I'm extremely proud. It's I felt really bad. I didn't realize that was his first NHL goal. When I heard the announcer say it, I was so into the game. He just feels like he's been with us, I guess, longer than he really has. But he's a workhorse, and the goal he scored was typical Cedric Paquette. Just won the battle down low, grinded it out, took it hard to the net, and not a lot of guys score those goals. And if you want a team that wears on teams, you need guys that play like that, and that's what he does. And to be honest, so I know he scored two tonight, but what I remember is he won every penalty kill draw, and we got pucks out, and then he had the big block on the PK. And there's a guy that he wants to win hockey games, and he was big. So I was, you watch these kids work and work and work, and he came up at the end of the year last year, and that's why. We see something in him, and we need to get him experience, and you know, it's starting to pay off for us and for him.
So 4-0 home stand too.
You got to win at home. That's it. You have to win. You want to have a chance to be in the playoffs. You have to win your games at home. And I thought, say what you will about our first period. I mean, we can debate, well, you had the time off and all these other things, but we got stronger as the game went on. And I thought by the third period we were kind of had our way a little bit. And we don't have our legs. I can't sit here and say, but we just got better and better. They were competing hard, and that's how you lock down a game. You had the lead going into the third, and I thought that was big for us in these games. We had the lead in a lot of these games, and it was good to see, you know, Bish was solid. You look at that magic number of two goals against, that's where you don't want to give up more than that, and where you're testing the waters on how the game's going to turn out. But if we can stick around giving two goals a game up, you're just going to give yourself a better chance to win. And that's what we did tonight. So I was, it's good. Get through this homestand. And so I think tonight was the start of 10 games and 17 nights. So we got a grind ahead of us. Good to start it off this way.
You mentioned how tough it was to get scoring chances against them at their place last time. What was the difference tonight in terms of being able to kind of get a lot more and obviously got better at the game more on?
I don't know. Because we were second game of a back-to-back. I think we played them last time. I think we gave them seven chances in the entire game the last time we played them. I think we gave them six in the first period. They came out hard. They jumped all over us. They were taking advantage. We were kind of lacking in the leg department. They took advantage of us. I thought Bish was really strong. Washington carried over a little bit into the first period. But as I said, we started getting after it after that. And I thought by the third we started controlling the game, but I think both teams are just a little bit looser, and it was nice to finally see some special teams happen. I think we went five periods without a power play against them, and they went, I don't know what they did, but they're a good team. They work hard, they play to their system, and I guess in the end we made just a couple more plays than they did.
Did you hold your breath a little bit and you lost strongly for the second half of the second period?
No, because I'm used to it now. So if somebody doesn't go, then it's like, what's going on? But it was great to see him. It was great to see him come back. And I don't know. I tried to check on him in the second, and he was getting looked at. But he seems to be feeling okay. And he came back, and he's played, had a solid third, so it was good.
You had a young, poor group going into the season, a very young group. How pleasantly surprised have you been with the depth you guys had scoring-wise? I mean, all four lines seem like have contributed to
us. Yeah, It's big when, you know, if Stammer's line's not scoring, somebody else is picking that up. And I think if you want to have success, it's my belief, you need to have for sure three lines that can put the puck in the net and another line that can check. And it's kind of the way the game's evolved. You used to have a line that probably dropped the gloves a little bit more, and now it's probably going away a little bit. Now the guys, the need for that is a little different now in today's game. But it's a difficult matchup. You think about defense. I don't know what Giordano or Brody played up here. They played 26 minutes. But if you can be a threat all the time, then it's hard for them to, who you're going to send these top pairing Ds out against. and it gives you balance and takes more, you know, it splits the ice time up, you're fresher. There's just so many advantages for it, and when the lines are rolling, it's great to have other lines that pick you up, and that's been happening for us.